陀佛。
Good morning, everybody. 阿弥陀佛。
好，我们很高兴今天还有因缘跟大家来分享一点点佛法。好，那我们大家就请合掌。
Join palm, please.
好，我们先念中文哈。南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无本师释迦牟尼佛。无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。我们接着念英文。Homage to the Origin Master Shakyamuni Buddha. Homage to the Origin Master Shakyamuni Buddha. Homage to the Origin Master Shakyamuni Buddha. The unsurpassed, profound and subtle Dharma is difficult to encounter in hundreds and millions of eons. Now I see, hear and uphold it.I vow to fathom the true meaning of Tathagata. 谢谢，请放掌。
Thank you.
好，我们今天接着还是要继续讲莲池大师的行仪。那上次我们谈到莲池大师劝大家要念佛嘛，哈，所以我们要跟大家再回来讲一下，念阿弥陀佛这四个字到底有多殊胜。
So we're going to continue to talk about Master 莲池。His conduct, behavior, and morality. And so, last week we talked about the meaning of Amitabha Buddha. So, we're going to talk this again.
Amitabha, 这个阿的这个字本身就是根据，我想可能大家应该知道吧，我这个是代表一个代表经，我们有大正藏经嘛，万续藏经，那这个 X 本身是代表续藏，万续藏的意思哈。万续藏第二卷经号205的这部经名字叫做《佛说阿弥陀佛根本秘密神咒经》。根据这里面经里面讲说，这个阿字的意思是代表十方三世佛。
So this X means in the Tripitaka Sutra, and X means introduction, and that's number 205 actually is the number 205 sutra. So, and this is a Buddha said Amitabha original Dharani sutra.
好，这边谈到阿字的意思是代表十方三世佛。
So, Amitabha, this A actually means the Buddhas of the past, present, and future in the ten directions.
弥这个字代表一切诸菩萨。
弥 means all bodhisattvas.
陀是八万诸圣教，就是佛跟菩萨的一切的教法。
So this Ta means 80,000 holy teaching, and that's the teaching of all Buddhas and all Bodhisattvas.
所以阿弥陀三个字是一切具足的意思。
So and you combine this three syllable Amita, and actually is everything is perfected and everything is complete.
所以我们念阿弥陀佛四个字，你不要认为它只是念阿弥陀佛本身，它只是本身每一个字都有那么大的意义在。
So when we recite Amitabha, and then don't think it's just a simply sound. Actually, every single syllable has a huge meaning behind it.
好，所以我们讲阿弥陀佛本身就是无量的智慧、无量的福报、无量光、无量寿。
So Amitabha itself, the meaning is immeasurable light, immeasurable wisdom.
好，那上礼拜我们也谈到莲池大师的这一篇叫做普劝念佛文。
Also, last week we mentioned about the verses or persuading recitation from Master 莲池。
因为看起来经文很简单，其实它的意义非常的深远，哈。我们上礼拜谈了两个，第一个是不论贫贵正好念佛，若人富贵受用现成正好念佛，若人贫穷家小节累少正好念佛。
The verses may look simple but it has a huge meaning behind it. And the first we group two sentence together. If a rich person has enough wealth, then it is just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. If a person is living in poverty, has less attachment, then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. Normally, and ordinary people who are worried the most about the wealth and then or not living in poverty, these two things is the most two things that people concern about it. So in the beginning of the verse, Master Lian Shi point out these two things, and under these two situations, regardless, it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. The second group is if the person has children for ancestor worship, it is just right time to recite the Buddha's name. If a person has no children, that is free without any string attached, then that is just right time to recite the Buddha's name.
因为中国人讲说，不孝有三，无后为大嘛，哈，所以有没有子嗣，其实对他们来说是很重要的事情。所以不管有子嗣没子嗣，都正好念佛。我想上礼拜我们讲了非常多的例子。
So in Chinese, this concept, you have to have children. And they were saying, and there's three things is filial. And the most severe one is you don't have children. So that's why this is the second group. And you have to have children. But regardless, you have children or you don't have children, it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
好，今天我们要往下讲第三个部分，子孙贤逆。正好念佛，若人子孝安受供养，正好念佛；若人子逆免生恩爱，正好念佛。
The third group we're going to talk about, regardless of having filial or unfilial children. So if a person has filial children to support the elders, then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. If a person has unfilial children, then with a less attached,then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
儿女对父母是不是很孝顺？我想，假如很孝顺，父母就会觉得很安慰嘛。可是呢，学佛人要知道，不管是子女孝不孝顺，其实都是跟我们前生的因缘，前生结的缘。上礼拜我们谈过嘛，子女跟父母有四种缘，对吧？报恩、报怨、还债，然后呢，讨债，这四种，好，就是这四种。假如说他来报恩啊还债啊，我想他一定非常孝顺父母、啊、会供养啊，会侍奉父母。但是真正的学佛的父母亲，你就要清楚了，这个全部都是前生种的因。这个时候在这个状况下你要怎么样，我们要在这个当下下去想到要免生恩爱，不管是孝不孝顺都要免生恩爱。那这个怎么办？就念佛吧，正好念佛。
So if we have a children, it's very good to us, very filial to us, and then we feel so good about it. But for a Buddhist, you should know, and the reason you have a good affinity with your children because you have planted the seed and the good cause and condition from the previous life. And last week we talked about it, and basically there's a four relationship between parent and children. And the first of it, they come to return favor. And the second, they come to collect debt. And then the other kind is they come to return the debt. And then the last one, they come to collect grudges. And then and you have to pay back to them. So regardless, and they are filial and they are unfilial. And so we all know it's from the cause and condition from previous life. So, and we should know, and then with less to a string attached. So, and regardless, filial children or unfilial children, then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
好，我们讲说假如说子孙孝顺的时候，他一定很有前途，所以你不用牵挂， 不用牵挂他，他正好念佛。
So if the children are very filial and they are good kids and they have a promising future, so you really don't need to worry about them. Then it's just perfect time, it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
好，子孙不孝顺呢，不要牵挂他，免生恩爱，正好念佛。
So if the children are not good to you, unfilial to you, then you don't need to concern them. So with less love and attach. So of course, it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
好，所以重点是学佛的父母亲对儿女亲情要看淡。这个我们刚刚提到的是，这是今生呈现的出来现象，都是过去生的缘造成今生的果报。重点就是说，重点就是说，你往生的时候，这份亲情你要怎么样割舍？要是你真的执着不去的时候，放不下这个亲情的时候，到时候怎么办？这是我们学佛的人应该要思考的问题。
So, for Buddhist parents, and you should treat the light and treat the light of the relationship and between parent and children.And so then we have a last attachment. So if your relationship is really tight, and when you're facing the death, what are you going to do? What are you going to give up? And this is the thought, and we need to keep and to contemplate.
往生的时候割舍不下，不只是外面的钱财哈，连子孙都割舍不下，往生就会很困难了。
So if when you're in the deathbed and facing the death, and then so you cannot give up the material, external material stuff, and then you cannot give up in the parent-children relationship, and you try to depart and you try to be reborn in the pure land, it's very difficult.
我们举个例子，就好像什么，有一艘船呢，加足了油。开足了马力，方向也很清楚，直接可以走了，但怎么开都开不走。原来回头一看，他的锚，他的那个绳索没有把它拉开，就是有一个力量牵扯住的时候，纵使你马力加足了，油充满了，方向也清楚，风向都很好，就是根本走不了。
We use this analogy. If a boat is ready to go sailing and has enough fuel, has the right navigation to navigate where they're going to go, and then ready to move on the full steam, but it cannot move a bit. Why? Because it's still tied down and by the string and to the shore. So of course this boat cannot to sail to the sea, to the ocean.
所以有听懂吗？哈，有听懂哈。所以儿女跟父母亲的这个是今生的短暂的缘，要慢慢的看淡。这些全部都是过去生的缘，趁这个因缘要看清楚这个缘，往生当下一定要放下割舍，不然的话往生就很难了。等一下我们举几个例子来听一听。
So you all understand this analogy, why they're trying to tell you us, right? So between parent and the children, it's only the affinity in this present lifetime. And that was accumulated from the previous life, the good or the bad. And then it's only have affinity in this lifetime. So during the deathbed, and when you're ready to depart, and you have to realize that and to put down and let go of everything.
上礼拜我们谈到那个庞蕴，还记得吗？庞蕴菩萨一家四口，对不对？往生多么自在！爸爸本要往生了，还叫孩子帮他看时间，结果孩子把他骗出去之后，女儿一坐在那边就往生了。就爸爸看到儿子女儿往生，就好吧，他自己处理好自己也往生。然后呢，这个消息。包括让那个大儿子跟同修知道的时候，儿子立地出头一放也往生了，最后同修更潇洒的往生。彼此之间那个牵扯都是今生的缘，一定要放下。
So last week we talked about this layman Pang Yun, and then how are they family four members, how are they reborn, and so 庞韵 and then the daughter was saying outside the sun is really nice, and so and the father went outside to see the sun, and then the daughter run back and sneak in, and then to and so so and then and sit on the bed and pass away. And when the father realized that, and then he's like, all right, fine, and you're smart ahead of me, and then he decided to be reborn. And then after this news of the husband and the daughter and pass away and spread it to the mother and the son, as soon as the son heard that, and they both were working in the field, as soon as the son heard that, he just threw the tools and passed away, and it was a standing posture. And the mother said, all right, fine, you guys all left, I'm going too. So, and all the member of in the family, four of them, and they just pass away, then to be reborn freely, there's no string attached.
所以今生他们还是夫妻、父子、母女的关系，对吗？可大家往生的时候就是这么自在。
So their relationship is parent children and couple and father and son and mother and daughter, all this relationship. And but when they ready to depart, when they ready to be reborn, and they just let go freely.
好，有一个人，我想大家应该认识宋朝的司马光，你们听过吗？有，他有一本很好很有名的书叫《资治通鉴》。好，司马光有个家训，他说。积金欲以子孙，子孙未必能守。他希望我存很多的钱留给孩子的时候，孩子不一定能够守得住。另外一个就是积书欲以子孙，子孙未必能读。我想留很多的经典，很多的书，甚至很多的家训留给孩子的时候，孩子不一定能够读，不一定能够了解。他说不如呢积阴德于冥冥之中，以为子孙长久之计，还不如好好的为子孙留一点福报，让他们能够长久。所以这个当然这个所谓的积阴德，当然可以做很多的事情，包括念佛本身都可以给孩子很好的福报。
So next example we use Sima Guang in the Song Dynasty, and he has this very famous family discipline. He said to accumulate gold for children, they may not be able to keep it. To accumulate a lot of books for children.They may not be able to read them. It is better to accumulate virtue for children as a permanent solution. Of course, this accumulate virtue, including recite the Buddha's name.
好，这边这个书不是只有很多的书，不是，是包括家训。可是你看，每一家的每一个孩子，他的个性都不一样哈。父母亲的家训不见得都能够完整传承的，所以还不如真的父母亲累积点福报给孩子，还比较好一点。因为中国有一句讲说，积善之家必有余庆。是的。
So this books is not here. It's not only merely mean books. That also means a family discipline and something you want a good experience you want to pass down to children and then later generations. So if you pass down to them and all the kids and they may have a different karmic roots and they may not be able to read it. And so this is what the book means.
好，那我们来看这个例子。好，谭虚老和尚呢，有一本叫《念佛论》，里面有一个例子，他说在那个大陆青岛的湛山寺。湛山寺那个地方他们有一个念佛堂，非常多人在那边念佛。那一般人都想说我在念佛堂念佛比较好，比较殊胜啊。就有一个女众呢，她专门都去大寮，就像我们的阿弥菩萨啊、马凤仪菩萨啊、苏的菩萨都在大寮当义工。他们当义工当下本身还是念佛，持续念佛，持续念佛。念佛念到念到最后，有一天呢，他就知道说他自己往生时间到了。那天早上就跟他同修讲，他同修是谁？他同修是在码头啊开黄包车的，就是拉应该说拉人力车的一个同修。他跟他讲说，我要回家去了。同修很生气说，这不是你的家吗？你还有哪个什么家？要去哪里？这样子非常的生气。同修不理他，就还是去工作，继续去工作了。
So the next example and it was talk by Taishi master and in his recitation Sasha. And in Qingdao, one of the provinces in China, this monastery called Zansan Monastery. And this female disciple, she has one son and one daughter, and their family is really, really poor. And her husband has a job in pulling the rickshaw in the seashore. And so nearby, so she always go to the monastery and to do the recitation. So every time and everybody go to the lecture hall and to listen to the Dharma talk, but she stay in the kitchen to help out. And just like Amy and then Shurei and Ma Fengyu, this Bodhisattva, they always stay in the kitchen to help. During she's cooking and busy in the kitchen, but she and also used that time and to recite Buddha's name. So she's very diligent and working and then reciting at the same time. So because she was so diligent, so she can actually foreseeing the time of a passing and coming. So one day, she just told her husband, "Oh, I'm going home." And the husband is like, "What are you talking about? Isn't this your home?" And so her husband said, "Stop talking this nonsense, okay? So, and talking this rubbish. So I'm going to go to work." And so, and he just left.
好，同修去工作之后呢，他继续在那边啊，就整理，他想说，他知道自己的时间已经到了，就把家务都整理好之后，跟他两个小菩萨，小菩萨大的是一个儿子，大概十岁左右。小孩大概是五六岁这样子，就跟他们讲说，他说妈妈最近要去一个地方，没办法照顾你们了哈。然后呢，我饭会煮好放在桌子上，你们去玩，我回来就可以来回来再吃饭就好了这样子。就两个孩子很高兴啊，可以去玩就玩，去玩的很开心这样子。就他继续念佛，他知道时间到，他就坐在床上，坐在床上就念佛就往生了。结果呢，这两个孩子回来，就说肚子饿啦，肚子饿要吃东西啦。就看到有东西，可是看到妈妈怎么叫都不动，一推妈妈倒了这样子，他们就哭了，就隔壁的邻居都来了帮忙，就知道，然后就把他同学找回来了，同学那时候才后悔说他跟他讲的是真正他要往生了。
So after husband left, and so she start cleaning the house and a little bit and make everything in order, and then also cook the meal for the children. And she also told the children, say, the older one is about 10 years old, the younger one is about 5-6 years old. He said, "Well, listen, mom is going to go travel to very, very far, and I will not be able to come home anymore. And so you better be good and to listen to your father." And the kids doesn't understand what she's talking about. They say, "Oh, let's go out to play," or whatever you say. So after she cleaned the house and everything, and she was sitting on the bed, and then during the recitation, and she passed away and went into a rebirth. So and the children and play outside for a while, and then later on they come home and they were hungry, and they see the food is on the table, so they went to the mother and then they call her. The mother has no response, and then they kind of push her, shake her, and she fell down. And then they realize the mother already passed away. And they went to a neighbor, and the neighbor came over to see what's going on, and they realized she already passed away for a long time. But her face is still look very lively. And then also they notified the husband, and the husband rushed home, and then he was in regret, say, "Oh, I don't believe what she told me was truth." So, and then he was really upset.
好，这个故事里面呢，我们一般会有两个想法，一个想法是说，大家都在念佛堂念佛，我为什么要去当义工？对吗？这不是很吃亏吗？但是实际上修行在哪里？随时随地在修行，不见你坐在这边，就像你今天在听法师讲经，心都在这里吗？也不见得。所以不要认为说当义工我就吃亏了，不是。第二个问题是，好， 这个妈妈去西方极乐世界的，这孩子没有人照顾，人家说哎呀好可怜哦，留下这么好的小的孩子都没有人照顾，我们都这样想嘛齁、哦。你想想看，他去西方极乐世界去做菩萨了，菩萨的孩子会没有人照顾吗？不可能的。所以我们对学佛念佛的人对这种迷思要打破。
So and I'm going to point out there's two things that people may be confused about it. And well, then again, this is ordinary people's thinking. You may think, oh, everybody went to the Chan Hall to recite Buddha's name. Why should I get stuck in the kitchen and working? To practice is any place, anywhere, regardless of where you are, and then you can always practice. That's the first thing. And the second thing, and look at this example. And this mother left two young kids behind and nobody take care of them. And this is really not compassionate. But then again, she went into Western Pure Land and become a bodhisattva. And the children of a bodhisattva, you think they're gonna left behind, nobody take care of them? So, and this is the common confusion from ordinary people. And then on top of us, the Buddhists, and we should break out this misconception.
所以谭旭老上对这样的一个例子非常的赞叹。所以那个时候你该怎么做就怎么做了。你该撒手往生就该往生了。
Therefore, Master Tan Xu, and he was highly recognized, highly appraised about this example. So, and you are very diligent in practice. So at that point, at the time, whatever you're supposed to do, then do it. Don't hold you back.
好，另外一个例子是，也是续藏的哈，续藏七十八卷上面的1549这个经号，名字就是净土圣贤录。谈到说一家呢四口，爸爸妈妈孩子儿子跟女儿这样子，这个爸爸是学佛的，带着这个女儿跟儿子一家念佛，一家学佛这样子，这个妈妈不念佛也不学佛，就他们认真念佛学佛之后，有一天那个女儿啊很小哎，大概不到10岁啊，她知道自己往生了，就往生她就往生了，就是妈妈非常的伤心啊，就已经往生3天了，我都舍不得把他下葬，就是抱着手一说这么小就往生了好可怜，我们认为是这样子嘛，小小的往生好可怜。
So next example in is you can see X78 from introduction number 78, and then the sutures number is 1549, and this is a Pure Land sage record. This is a family and saint, and father, mother, and son and daughter. And the father is the Buddhist. And so he took the son and daughter into study in the Buddhism and recite the Buddhist name. But the mother doesn't have anything to do with it. So, and the young daughter and was so devoted, actually at less than 10 years old, it'd be reborn to the Western Pure Land. So the mother saw that naturally, her heart was broken. And after 3 days, and when the little girl passed away.
Okay. 女儿看到妈妈哭得这么伤心呢、啊，舍不得母亲，女儿又回来了，又回来了。你看那个自在往生，自在回来哦。她又看到她妈妈看到回来，更高兴，这下子不会死了吧？更高兴。女儿就跟她妈妈讲说：“她说你知道吗？其实我念佛，我已经到西方极乐世界去了，有我的莲花，也有爸爸的莲花，也有哥哥的莲花，就是没有妈妈你的莲花。”她说：“我们一家在这个地方是一家人。”可是在西方极乐世界只有我们三个，没有你哎。他说我们不是一家人，所以妈妈你要认真学佛、啊、让在那个西方极乐世界我们四个人还是有一家人，所以你又往生了。从那个之后妈妈就认真学佛，最后又往生西方极乐世界。
So after this little girl passed away, the mother was heartbroken. Even a few days later, after this little girl passed away, and she still didn't want to bury her, and holding her body and wailing hysterically. And so, and the daughter really felt it and then, feel very sad and she came back alive. And then, so the mother saw this little girl came back, said, oh, oh good, you're alive, you're here to stay, right? You're not leaving me, right? The little girl said, no, mom, I went to the Western Pure Land and in the 7 jewel pound, I see, the lotus of my dad and my brother and myself, but I cannot find your lotus. So, and I was really worried, so therefore I came back to talk to you. We are family in here on earth, and I want to be a family again in the Western Pure Land. So if only three of us are there, you're not there, then it's not a family. I want you to be there. So after she said this, and then she passed away again. So the mother all of a sudden and realized that and started to and practice and start to recite Buddha's name very diligently. So you can see the little girl and can come and go and free at ease.
好，另外我们问一个问题是，什么时候往生才对？要很老吗？万一小孩子不到十岁往生就好可怜吗？你们是这样子想的吗？
So let me ask you this question from this story. What is the appropriate time to be reborn, to pass away, to die? And does it have to wait until very old? And or when people die very young, is that unfortunate things? When is the appropriate time?
我们都很简单讲，哎，往该往生就往生嘛。可是你假设这个往生人就三十几岁，哎呀，好可怜啊，这么年轻就死了。五十几岁也很年轻，也很可怜。七十几岁还是很可怜，那叫几岁才是不可怜？
So yeah, some people may say, oh, when the time comes, you should just go. Yeah, easy for you to say. And then sometimes we see that, oh, people die young, like 30 years old. Oh, this is so sad. And then when people die 50, oh, that's too young. And when people die 70, oh, that's very young too. So when is the appropriate time anyway?
哎呀，我们都是活到我们最老的那一天的啦。你往生的当下就是你最老的时候了啦。这个是我们跟娑婆世界的缘呢。娑婆世界是一个堪忍的环境。看人，我用台湾话讲，给干嘛崩丁来？是忍耐、忍耐、忍耐的环境，有什么好待？要待到多少岁啊？
So anyway, we're gonna live until the oldest day, and we on this earth, regardless. And that's the affinity we have with this planet of Earth, anyway. So when you live up to that, the time. And we said this Saha world is an enduring world. And it was the joy and the suffering all together. We endure our life and we have the affinity with this planet Earth as the Saha world.
你相不相信我们是回到最老的一天时往生？因为没有明天了嘛，对吗？那就是你最老的一天，不是吗？
Do you believe you live up to theoldest day of your life and then you pass away because you don't have a tomorrow, right? So that's the oldest day of your life, right?
所以当那天来的时候真的就要撒手，而且要免牵挂，撒手走了，潇洒自在，人间走一回做什么？只是为了刚刚还有那就四个东西嘛，报恩报怨还债跟讨债。
So when the day comes, and you should just leave with at ease, and just let it go, and let go of everything, and just go. And so when we come to this world, and in this lifetime, there's only four things, right? And we need to pay back the favor, we need to pay back the debt, we need to collect the debt, or we need to collect the grudges. And that's it.
好，这是我们讲说跟子女的关系。那夫妻的关系怎么样呢？夫妻这么恩爱，舍不得走嘛，哈。好，我们来看一下例子。
So, and with those four relationship, and pay back the favor, and pay back the debt, and collect the debt, and collect the grudges, and that's between the parent and children relationship. And what about husband and wife?
好，有一本书叫做《世宗须知》。就有一个哈，他是清末明初的时候的官员，那因为清朝就没有不见了嘛，哈，清朝后来就没有了，之后他就还就是没有当官了，就是这个退休的官员。后来 后来他就开始我要来好好的修行，他就在要念佛，他就想好我再建一个金色吧，离开家也不远，要建立一个金色，想在那边念佛，认真念佛。那这是个官员嘛，所以他有家里有好几房哈，有那个姨太太啊，最小的那个姨太太就跟他讲说，哎呦我不想离开你耶，你要去那边念佛好啊，那我就来当你的护法好了，每天呢就帮他煮饭菜啊，就给他吃啊，这样子护法。所以那个官员在那边就很认真的念佛，这个姨太太每天就给他送饭菜啊，看看他好不好啊，这样子就每天就这样子。然后他当然念佛很人认真，念到有一天预知时至了。
So, and this is another example. And, deathbed instruction, and this is a roughly translation of this book. And then during the end of the Qing dynasty, and this retired government official, and because he retired, he's a government official, he has a lot of money. He decided to devote the rest of his life into practice and to recite Buddha's name. So, and nearby his house, and he built a place and to study and the practice hall. So when he want to do that, and so he's because he's government official, he has a lot of money, and then he has many concubines, and the youngest the concubines, and they have the best relation. And so when she heard, "Oh, you gonna go away to practice and just abandon the family?" "No, I can't let I can't let you do that." And so, and why don't you just build practice a place nearby a house? And so I can be nearby to take care of you and cook for you. And one day, and he was very very diligent, and until one day he can foresee his time is coming.
他就跟那个姨太太讲说啊，我的时间到了，我要往生了。这下子不得了，这姨太太就一把鼻涕一把眼泪，哭得不得了，说你怎么忍心放下我？我们感情这么好，你怎么可以放下我呢？哭了就讲说他们以前怎么多恩爱啊，以前怎么样。说到连这个官员也忍不住流下眼泪，你看那个东西，那个情就出来了。本来讲好要往生的，阿弥陀佛都来接你了，结果呢？结果你们觉得会怎么样？摇摇头，走不了了，阿弥陀佛没有来了，因为你根本不想走，对吗？根本不想走，这个夫妻的恩爱亲子，这个牵绊还这么大，怎么走得了？
So, one day, and, he's, telling, the concubine, "Oh, my time is up. I'm ready to go." And as soon as she heard that, and she started wailing hysterically, "I can't let you go. You can't leave me behind. And remember, we are so in love together. How can you just leave me behind?" So, and then she's like, on and on. He's like, "Oh, okay." And he started feeling sad and started crying too. So he's not leaving. And then, because he was so devoted on recitation, Amitabha is already come there to ready to guide him to the Western Pure Land. And then now, and the Amitabha has nothing, can do anything because he's not willing to leave. So Amitabha just left. So you can see, and this is a love entanglement is so deep that he can't even go to the Western Pure Land.
这个例子对你们有点刺激作用吗？
Is that a good example to all of us?
Okay, 好。所以现在我们要讲一下，综合讲说，现实生活当中，不管是遇到顺境，遇到逆境，你要怎么去调整？
So, in our daily life, when you encounter an favorable situation or unfavorable situation, how do you adjust your mindset?
比如说现在这样，大家在这边听经都很欢喜嘛，哈。诸上善人聚会，正好念佛。假如说今天呢，看到有人不如法，他总是在那边做那个小动作，哈哈，看到心里都很难过，免生妄想，不要生烦恼，正好念佛。
So for example, today we are here and listen to the Dharma talk, and it's a good karma. So, and we all gather together. It's a perfect time to recite Buddha's name. And then so, and when you see some people and not following the precept, not following the regulation and breaking the regulation, and then do not give rise to vexation, and that it's also precisely the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
好，这边告诉大家，正好念佛就是一个正向念头，对吗？好，我们再另外问一个例，问一个问题，来，我想我们都有这个因缘吧。
So, to recite the Buddha's name, that's a positive, that's a positive direction, that's a positive thinking, right? So we're gonna look at the next example. Waiting for family member return home late.
你们有没有这样的经验？还是有人都没有，从来都没有这样的经验？不管我讲是亲跟友嘛，哈，亲可能比较多，朋友也有可能，都有这个经验，对不对？那时候你们动什么念头？想说，哎，他该不会出什么事了吧？他会不会车子没有油了？他会不会怎么样啊？或者发生什么 accident 啊？我们都会这样念嘛，对不对？想东想西，对吗？怎么办？知道了哈，正向念思想，正好念佛。
So while we are waiting a family member to return home late and the person's still not there, we might be in agony and start worry. Oh, what happened? I hope everything's okay. I hope he's awake and while driving. I hope he still have fuel. I hope not he's encountered some accident. So, you know, you have all these negative thoughts rushing through your mind. So actually, at that time, it's the right time to recite the Buddha's name, and then turn your mind into positive thinking.
好，我这边提出一个名词，叫做 the map of consciousness, 叫做意识地图。他讲了，用科学证据证实我们善恶都有频率的，不管是色身，我们的念头都有频率，人的情绪是各种频率而组合成，呈现我们现在的现象。
So I'm going to introduce a new terminology called the map of consciousness. So in our mind, there's a wholesome thinking and an unwholesome thinking, and they all have this vibration frequency.
可不可以请菩萨去外面讲好不好？他们可能第一次来，不晓得我们这边，因为大家听经的时候，你这是干扰大众，走来走去呀，发出声音啊，都会干扰大众，把他带到外面去。好，正好念佛。
This is just right time to recite the Buddha's name, right?
好 ，OK， 好，我们来看，其实我们的身体这个色身这个 mass 这个 body 是有 frequency 的，色身的频率。
Actually, our body mass does have a vibration frequency.
好，我们简单讲，像我们的脑哈，脑。
So from the brain,
脑本身有四种波，叫 alpha、beta、delta 跟 theta 四种波。这个波的它的 frequency 频率是在1到40个 hertz， 用 hz。hertz 这个名词是每一秒钟震动一次，叫做一个 hertz。所以这个脑的波是可以到1到40个 hertz。
So our brain wave actually has four different kind of wave: alpha, beta,
delta,
and theta. And so our brain frequency is about 1 to 40 hertz. Hertz means a vibration per second.
Okay, 好。所以像我们在张开眼睛啊、闭起来啊、睡觉啊、清醒啊、讲话啊、听经啊。都有不同的脑波。
So when we open our eyes and close our eyes, awaken or in unconsciousness and talking and listen to the Dharma, and our brain wave vibration frequency all have a different frequency.
很简单，我们讲说睡觉的时候，我们讲说 rapid eye movement 快速动眼的时候，你就可以看那个脑波是不一样的。甚至他们在测量说一个大喇嘛在打坐的时候那个脑波都不一样，所以不同的状况下脑产生的波度是不一样的。
Under different condition, and so if we are sleeping, and if the eye was blinking rapidly, and they also do the test, and for Lama is doing meditation, all the brain wave is all different.
你知道我们的内脏也有波吗？可能不太不知道，我们内脏本身有波动的，比如说我们的胃会收缩，肠子会收缩，哈，所以内脏的波是0.01到20个赫兹。 所以你太低频的频率的时候，其实对内脏是造成伤害的。曾经有一次他们在深海里面发现有一艘船，整艘船沉在海底里面，那些里面的船员全部是站在那边好像都没有事，可是整艘船人全部往生。为什么？因为被那个声呐那个低频的声呐，就是用这个声呐造成那些人的内脏全部震坏。所以太低频的声音会对内脏造成是影响。
Also, not our brain, only our brain wave has a vibration frequency. Our internal organ also have a vibration frequency. And our stomach and contraction, and they all have a frequency. And there used to be an example, this ship, and sunk down to the bottom of the ocean. And everybody on the ship was standing. They all die. And what happened was, there's a low frequency actually and vibrate in the sauna and vibrate. And so actually, it was lower than 20 hertz. So all the internal organ, it was all displaced or damaged. And so, and then caused this people's death.
好像我们知道心脏一分钟跳72次就是 1.2 的 Hz， 呼吸我们一分钟16次就是 0.27 Hz， 所以内脏本身其实是色身是有频率的。
So for example our heart and pump and 72 times per minute, that's equal to 1.2 Hz. Our breathing about 16 times per minute, and that's equal to 0.27 Hz. So we can tell and all this internal organ and they all have a vibration frequency.
好，我们回来刚刚讲那个意识地图 the map of consciousness. 其实我们的意识本身是有能量的。好，有一个人我要跟大家介绍，这个人叫做 Dr. David R. Hawkins。
So, we'll come back to talk about the map of consciousness. So, all the term conscious energy. And so, we want to introduce this person, Dr. David Hawkins.
好，我想这个方程是 E 等于 MC 平方，我想大家这个知道，这是爱因斯坦的，对，相对论嘛，哈，爱因斯坦讲说 E 是什么 energy 嘛，哈 ，M 是叫 mass， 这个 C 代表说在真空当中这个速度。所以 E 等于 MC 平方意思是职能本身是相对可以互变的，所以所有的东西物体全部都是能量呈现出来的。
So and the next E equal MC square and that's very famous from Einstein. So the energy equal mass and times speed of a light in vacuum. So And the particle and the energy is interchangeable. So and all the particle and then can particle and all the particle has energy.
Okay, 好，这个 Hawkins, Dr. Hawkins 本身他是谁？他是一个 neurologist 神经学家，也可以是一个 psychologist， 也是一个心理学家。好，他又是来测量，还有。他用超过4000个 subject， 包括男众、女众、大人、小孩、老人、小孩、黑人、白人、各种种族的人、黄人、白人，都有各种种族的人，他们用几百万笔的 data 呈现出来，他测人的本身意识能量。等一下我们给大家看那个图表。
So, Dr. Hawking himself is a neurologist and psychologist.Psychiatrist. And so, and he was using, he collect a lot of data about 4,000, subjects. And regardless, male, female, young and all different kind of races. And then so, and he collect all different data. And then so he made the map of consciousness.
这个 Dr. Hawkins 哦，他在前两年，2012年才刚往生。他是一个非常有名的一个科学家。
And Dr. Hawking passed away a few years ago, 2012. He's a very, very famous scientist.
好，他的测量的最后结果就是说，正报、异报，我们这个正报声跟异报环境其实都有能量。那它有个单位，它的单位是什么？就是200赫兹，就是震动每秒钟震动200，它当成一个单位。用这样的单位来看 我们来看一下他的 data。
So, the result of his study, it says energy, which is a direct retribution and dependent retribution. He used 200 hertz as a unit.
好，我先用一个中文的表哈，等一下我用个英文表，让当先读中文的人先看一下下。在左边这边，它是200以上到1000，右边这边是200以下，175到20。你可以看到左边这边全部都是一些正向的东西，肯定、勇气、信赖、乐观、希望、原谅、理性、谅解、爱、宁静，到最后 enlightenment 1000。这边呢都是一些骄傲啊、轻蔑啊、仇恨啊、愤怒啊、欲望啊、焦虑、恐惧、绝望、罪恶、谴责、羞愧的，到20。你可以尽量看左边，不要看右边。OK， 好，我要用英文的表示方式。
Okay, and now that table and before and it was Chinese. So now and this is direct translation and from that. And so on the left, it's above 200.
Above.
Okay. Sorry. And that was the Chinese table. Okay, so here, and you can see, and the pink line in the middle, that's 200. Above is all positive, and then below is all lower than 200. So you can see above 200, you have a courage, you have a willingness, acceptance, love and joy, enlightenment. This is all above 200. And then start going below 200, pride, anger, desire, fear, grief, apathy, guilt, and shame. This is all below 200. So you can choose and to shoot to only look at above 200.
我觉得这个表应该多看一看。平常你都什么样的情绪比较多？
So we should look at this table and on the regular basis and to examine ourselves and what kind of emotion are you all the time?
有一个例子讲，有一天呢、啊，有一个家长日，那个老师呢在黑板上呢写了四个题目：2+2=4。4+4=8，8+8=16，然后呢12+12=30，这样子就写这样子。结果呢老师就说，哦，你们有什么意见呢？所以家长就说，法师你有一题写错了。老师有一题写错了。老师说，对的，大家都看到错的地方，没有赞叹，没有三个是对的。
And give you example.And one day the teacher wrote a math equation on the board. 2+2=4. 4+4=8. 8+8=16. 12+12=30. So everybody say, there's a kid say, teacher, there's one wrong, you wrote it. 12+12 is not equal to 30. You're correct. But did you see, you only choose to see the wrong one.But did you look at the three correct one? Did you pay attention on them?
这个生活中常常看到，对不对？我们很容易看到那个黑点嘛，哈。我再给大家举一个例子。有一天有一个修行人，他真是个非常认真的修行人。然后呢，他就到一个莲花池的池塘旁边，看到莲花池真漂亮，他动一个念头说，捡一根莲花回去供佛。他就把它捡起来了，哇，就有一个人讲话，你为什么捡我的莲花呀？就想到处都没有人知道我是谁，是谁在讲话？他说我是莲花神，莲花池的莲花神，你为什么捡了我的莲花去供佛？他说你应该忏悔。就这个修行人赶快忏悔，就马上忏悔了。不久之后呢，就来了一个无赖，他说啊，我正好赌博都输了，这么多莲花刚好全部捡去卖掉，刚好他就把所有莲花都捡掉了，而且踩了一个泥塘的水，乱七八糟，整个莲花叶子都踩烂了，这样子就走了。就是说，修行人就问莲花神说：“你为什么没有责怪他？” 莲花神说，他说我看我才接你一支，你就叫我要忏悔，他把那个都全部踩烂，你怎么都没有讲话。他说你就好像一块干净的布，里面有个黑点，很容易被看到，要赶快清掉。他就是本来就是一块黑布，再加上一块黑点，一点关系都没有。
So normally, and among all the right things, and we only get stuck in the dot. We only choose to see that little dot in the among everything. So, and give you another example. And there's a practitioner, and one day he walk next to the pond, and pond is full of a beautiful lotus. So he give a rise to a thought. This beautiful lotus. Let me cut, since there's nobody around, and let me just cut a tiny little one and to make offer to the Buddha. And then all of a sudden, this voice say, "Why are you cutting my lotus?" And it's like, there's nobody around. Who said that? They actually is the spirit of this lotus pond and say, "Don't do that, and you should repent." So he immediately repent. And later on, there's a loser and came over here, and then he just lost all the money on the gambling and is drunk. He said, "Wow, this is a full pound of a lotus. Oh, nice. Let me cut them all out and then to exchange some money for more gambling." So he went in to cut all the lotus flower and then totally destroy the lotus pond. And so this practitioner asked the spirit, "How come you didn't say anything?" And what he did, it was just horrible. "How come you didn't say anything?" He said, "Listen, you are a white cloth. What you did, it was just a little black dot on the white cloth. I can spot it. And the other person is just totally pitch black. It doesn't matter what he did, and it doesn't matter anymore."
所以我想这几个例子要告诉大家说，就是哦，那个正向的念头，正向的念头是非常的重要的。我们要随时回到正向的念头来。
So this example is always and is telling you the positive thinking is very important. And regardless anytime, anywhere, we should always return to the positive thinking.
刚刚这个表不是跟大家讲吗？你在200以上。都是正向的东西，它称为 power。200以下是负面的嘛，哈。可是你知道吗？这个 Dr. Hawkins 他发现82%的人都是 below 200，包括你我，只有18%的人是在200以上。
So previous chart told us 200 above 200 is a positive thinking and below 200 is negative. And so it come to this chart and about 82% of the people is all below 200. That's pretty shocking. That's also including you and I.
这是在1995年的 data， 他2004年的 data 的时候，他说这个正向的人稍微多一点，大概多一点点这样子。所以要跟大家讲说，其实我们是学佛的人，我们就是不一样，就是要更正向。有什么意思，有什么事情发生的时候，不管顺逆，正好念佛，朝向正向的念头。
So this actually is the data from 1995. The data on 2000, is a little above. And so, and regardless, and we are Buddhists, we are Buddhist practitioner, Buddhism practitioner. So at any time, we should always turn our mind to the positive thinking.
甚至你们平常会看电视嘛，对不对？你们会看电视吗？好，你们有选择节目，还是坐在那边遥控器上遥控，看到什么就是什么？你们都怎么样选择你的节目？
So normally, and you will watch TV, right? And do you really choosy about what you watch, or you just flip the channel and by remote, whatever looks good to you, and then you start to watch?
来看一下这个 data。
Let's go look at this chart.
Well, 这是很久以前的 data。
Of course,
现在不晓得他怎么做，不知道，这是很久以前的 data。
So this is a data from back then. So I don't know what's the current data. You can see,
因为对美国的节目我完全不熟，我只是觉得这张很有趣。你看它有这个800多的，对吗？ 也有那个八十几的、九十几的、六十几的。所以你在选择节目的时候也很重要啊，因为你看那个节目当下给你的东西，引起你的脑波就是这个样子的。
So, since I'm not familiar with all this TV program, I'm not going to make comment. I merely in just sit on this table, and Desperate Housewives is 63. And the highest is what is the bleep? So that's 817.
我看过一个片子 The Day After Tomorrow, 这是一个灾难片。
So I actually did see the, Day After Tomorrow, that's a like disastrous movie. So you can see it's only 92.
Okay, 好。这个就当成参考吧。好 ,okay, 好。
Just for your reference.
好来。所以呢子孙不管是贤孝或是忤逆，正好念佛；夫妻不管是恩爱或是反目呢，然后呢，也正好念佛。所以一切都是用正向，正好念佛。
So therefore, regardless in having a filial or unfilial children, it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. And regardless you have a loving, caring relationship or unloving, hate spouse, and then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. Recite the Buddha's name is a positive thinking.
好，接着我们看下一个部分是身体康维，正好念佛。若人无病，趁身健康，康健正好念佛。若人有病，切尽无常，正好念佛。
So next we're going to look, regardless of being healthy or ill, if a person is with illness, without illness, and then it's just right time to recite a Buddha's name. If the person is ill, and then it's just right time to recite a Buddha's name, while the impermanence is approaching.
不要说身体健康，哎呀，大家约约去喝咖啡吧。学佛的人呢，身体健康的时候正好修行。
So it is not ordinary people, and even Buddhists, they say, "Oh yeah, you know, I feel good today. Hey, let's go out to have some coffee." So we are practitioner. We should save that kind of time and to practice.
那念佛的人。身体健康的时候刚好可以念佛，等到不要等到那一天没有办法念佛。我想大家都听过郭心法师讲一个菩萨的例子，对吗？开刀了当下的时候，他阿弥陀佛四个字是连不起来的，念了阿不晓得下面是要连什么。你说法师不是很简单，就是阿弥陀佛吗？不是，当时的当下的时候阿连不到弥，弥连不到陀，陀不连不到佛，所以等到那个时候才知道说念佛太晚了。所以身体健康赶快念佛，身体来不及了也赶快念佛。
So we should diligent to practice and to recite the Buddha's name, and while we are healthy and we have all this energy, so we can practice. And back then our abbot Guo Xin Fa Shi gave an example, and this person before the operation, and he wanted to recite the Buddha's nameAmi 阿弥陀佛, he cannot even continue the syllable. So after he cannot continue to the next. So don't wait until your body is ready to fall apart, is incapable of to recite Buddha's name, and then that's the time to recite. Don't. And but even though you're ill, and don't get discouraged, still recite Buddha's name.
好，这边举一个例子，这个例子是几年前，最近才几年前的事情，在大陆四川的绵阳那边有一个木匠叫做魏国勋菩萨，这个菩萨呢有食道癌，大家知道这个癌症本身就是已经到末期了嘛，好，他相当听到这个消息之后呢，就跑去问法师了，法师我该怎么办？
So I'll give you next example. This is actually happened in 2003 in China, Sichuan province, and this Wei Guoxin Pusa, and he actually has a cancer of esophagus. When he realized and he is already in the last stage, it's pretty terminal. So he went to monastery to ask Fa Shi and for guidance.
法师就跟他讲说，你对阿弥陀佛有信心吗？
法师 asked him, Do you have a faith in 阿弥陀佛？
他说好，要是你对阿弥陀佛有信心的话，你就该念佛了。他说当你信得过阿弥陀佛的时候，假如说你跟这个世界的缘没有了，缘尽的时候，就会往生西方极乐世界。要是你跟这个世界的缘还在的时候，你自然就会好起来。
So the 法师 asked him, Do you believe in, do you have a confidence in Amitabha Buddha? So if you do, and when your affinity is finished with this world, and then when the time comes, you will just leave. When your affinity is not finished and with this world, and then when the time and come together, and you will recover.
他就说好，我信得过阿弥陀佛，我要专心的念佛，要求往生。
He just simply said, I have full confidence in Amitabha Buddha. So he starts to recite Amitabha Buddha's name very diligently, very devoutly, wholeheartedly.
就他认真的念佛，念了不到几个月，三四个月而已。有一天，他跑去跟着法师讲说，法师，我要跟你讲个消息。他说，我知道我什么时候要往生了。而且是过年后，好像初五吧，就跟法师讲说，我那时候要往生。他说我，那佛就老师就想，法师讲说，真的吗？你才念几个月，真的是这样子吗？他非常有信心，是真的会往生。那法师就跟他讲说，好，你只要真的知道你那时候可以一直是往生的话，我们就大家一起来念佛，念禅期解气的那天，正好还要往生那一天，就那天就很多人来念佛，到还要往生当天的已经超过1000多人，大家在那个地方念佛。
So he said, I have the full confidence in Amitabha Buddha, and then I give a vow I want to be reborn in the Western Pure Land. So he started to recite Amitabha's name really devoutly, wholeheartedly. And it's about this continuous recitation about 3-4 months later. And so one day, and probably that's January 5th after the New Year, and so he told 法师, I know my time is come, has come. So he said, when? And so he gave the date. So the 法师 said, that's wonderful. Okay, since you already knew, and let's have all this chanting service all together. We're going to have this chanting, 7 days chanting retreat. So a lot of people heard that and they all participate this chanting retreat. And it's about more than 1,000 people and was joined this chanting retreat.
而且他还知道什么时间呢？十二点，正午十二点要往生。所以到最后那天要圆满日的时候，那天很多人来念佛嘛，念到10点钟的时候，还有2个钟的时候呢，他就给大家开示。你看一个木匠没有读书哦，他就给大家开示。叫大家认真念佛啊，讲了很多，讲了很多，讲到讲了2个钟头之后，就跟大家讲说，我要准备去往生了。就他就坐在那个念佛堂端坐，他就是看着他往生，看着他往生，就是他想的时间真的往生了。你看，他这个还录成那个 tape 哈、流通。他说法会当天的时候呢，他的同修啊，孩子们就是去给他上香嘛，最后一天他真的准时往生，有照片出来。
So during this retreat, the last day of a retreat, and he even gave it the exact time and when it is going to be reborn in the Western Pure Land. And he said it's going to be noon, 12 o'clock, and so they are just continuously recite the Buddha's name until 10 o'clock in the morning that day. And he actually give a Dharma talk. Think about it. He's a carpenter. He's illiterate. So he actually can give a wonderful Dharma talk and to convince people and persuade people to recite Buddha's name wholeheartedly and devoutly. So, and by the time come and little before 12 o'clock and he sit upright in the chair and then during the recitation he passed away and then went into be reborn in the Western Pure Land. And so this is the whole process, all videotape, and you can see and on the monitor and that's his face. That is him.
我在跟大家分享这个例子，不是让大家来听听故事而已。 要是东珠禅师有一个菩萨念佛自在往生，那就真的太了不起了。
So I'm sharing this story and not just merely telling you about the story. So andIf here in the Chan Meditation Center, we also recite Buddha's name. It's actually one bodhisattva has that kind of occurrence, and that is really amazing.
听别人的故事都没什么了不起，那永远都不可能发生在你身上，那是别人的故事。可是我们怎么样去借这些故事来让自己怎么样用功，精进用功？
Listen other people's story, it's other people's story. How can we listen from other people's story and then encourage ourselves and push ourselves to even work harder? And that's your own story.
好，所以我这边的结论是这样子的。有病的时候要提起无常的观念，正好念佛。病好的时候，身体终于康复了，也正好念佛。
So I give a little conclusion here. When we are sick, have an illness, and then bring up the concept of impermanence, it is just right time to recite the Buddha's name. When we recover, and then finally, and the body is well enough, and then it's also the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
好，看到菩萨很如法，心生欢喜，正好念佛。看到菩萨不如法，无法劝戒，就不要讲了，正好念佛。
If we see in the bodhisattva and upholding the precept and doing the right thing, and then we give a rise to joy, and this is just right time to recite the Buddha's name. And then we see in bodhisattva and doing something not right and unwholesome, and then we cannot convince them not to do it, and then it's just right time to recite the Buddha's name.
看到世界清净，身心安稳，正好念佛。看到世界浊恶，国土为脆，正好念佛。
When we see this world is pure, and then our body and mind at ease, and then stable, and then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. And when we see this world full of defilement, and then this land is actually fragile, so it's also the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
我们把一切因缘都转为真上缘，都好念佛。
We turn all the cause and condition is this advancing cause and condition, advancing affinity, and to encourage us. And they are all good to a right time to recite the Buddha's name.
好，那我们现在讲完，我们下面讲第五个，不论老少，正好念佛。若人年老，光景无多，正好念佛。若人年少，精神清丽。正好念佛。
So we're going to see the next group. If a person is old with not much time left, then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. If the person is young with energetic strength, then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
请问你是属于哪个 group 的？
What group are you belong to?
啊？属于第二的举手。
The first, young people?
哎呀，你们都以为是年纪吗？
Wait, don't think that age matters. We're not talking about age. We're talking about energy.
精神清丽嘛，是吗？你们现在都精神清丽吧？可以坐在这边听经，对吗？正好念佛，好，好。
I believe you are all has energetic strength. That's why you're sitting here to listen to the Dharma talk, right? It's the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
好，普贤菩萨谨重记，你们听过吗？有吗？哈，来，四日已过。命亦随减，如少水鱼，失有何乐？对吗？大众当勤精进，如旧头然，但念无常，慎勿犯意。听过吧？对不对？其实这是出到一部经，这是大正藏第四卷经号212的出要经。
So you probably all heard this Samantabhadra admonition to the assembly, right?This day has passed. Our lives too are closing. Like fish with little water, joy will not last. Let us work with pure effort. Work as we were our heads of flame. Be mindful of impermanence. Be careful of idleness.
好，我在这边不是念念这个样子，我要跟大家讲， 这个句子它的来源，我既然提出这个经经号经题出来，我来讲一下当初这个句怎么出来的。
I'm not only here to recite these verses, and actually I want to tell you where this came from. This came from the Tripitaka Sutra, and actually have the story behind it.
好，就是那个时候佛在几孤独园的时候，起初几孤独园的时候呢，那个时候呢，大海南边的海呢有漫水，就是水漫进来很大的水，就有三上面有三条鱼在那个地方。就这个水慢慢慢慢慢慢就是流着之后呢，就发现三条鱼就搁在那个浅的地方，然后三条鱼就讲了说，哇，这个水越来越少哎，哈，怎么办呢？我们怎么样游回这个大海？就第一条鱼就很高兴，他就很用力，他说我可以努力，就跳开，而且中间还挡了一条船，一艘船呢，他就努力的跳过那条船之后就游回大海了。
So actually, this is a story and from the Buddha. And when Buddha was in Shivarasti, Jatavana, and there was a high tide and then coming in. And there was, later on, the tide and recede, and there was three fishes and get stuck in the shallow water. And so they start talking to each other. What are we going to do? The water is getting shallow. So the first fish is saying, oh, no problem. You know, I have enough strength, so I can jump high. And the first fish actually jumped across a boat and then went into the ocean and swam away.
这就像我们认真努力，你还是可以休息。第二条鱼呢，看到那条船没办法跳过去哈，它就在那个下面，从那个水草当中游来游去，也游回大海了。
So the first fish and indicate, and we practice wholeheartedly and diligently, and we can do it. And the second fish say, wow, there's a boat in front of me. I don't have that kind of strength. It's okay. And then under the boat, there's some seaweed and stuff. I can just swim around it and around that, and I can actually went back to the ocean.
第三条鱼说，还有水，担心什么？没关系啊，还有水啊，还可以这样玩来玩去，游来游去啊。最后被那个捕鱼人捕到那条鱼。
So the third fish is saying, oh, you know, there's still some water. Why you guys worry about it? I'm just going to enjoy myself. And so I'm start swimming there. And then because the fishes got stuck in the shallow water. And so the fishermen saw that and captured that fish.
结果呢，那个捕鱼人就把他抓走之后，他就讲了一个句子。他说，第一条鱼呢，他的忧虑是对的，当场他可能跳过船的时候可能被伤害，但是他努力跳过那个船就游回去了。那第二条鱼呢，他就是也是努力的，凭着那个草游回去了。第三条鱼很笨呐，想说反正还有水没，守着那个少水，最后被抓到了。
So why the fisherman and captured the third fish and he actually said that?And the first fish and then realize and has the sense of urgency. And so he and use his strength and then jump across the boat. He maybe got some scratches and damage on his body, but he and actually safe and sound in the ocean. The second fish, no, he doesn't have that kind of strength. But still he used his possible capability and trying to escape from the shallow water and also went back to the ocean.Only the third fish and is stupid and dumb and they enjoy the pleasure in the present time. That's why he got captured.
说释迦牟尼佛看到这所有的状况，看到三条鱼的状况，看到那个打鱼的人的状况，所以佛就讲出这个句子：四日已过，命亦随减。意思是我们修行人也要像这样，一天一天过了，就好像我们的生命一天一天减少一样，如少水一。是有何乐？
So when Shakyamuni Buddha saw this example, the three fishes and then the fishermen, and so he actually said this verses. The day has passed. Our lives too are closing. And like fish with little water, joy will not last. And then to encourage our practitioner, each day and our life is one day less, we have to practice.Diligently.
这个就好像什么像那个声闻啊，声闻跟缘觉哈， 他们看到那个外界的状态会修行嘛，声闻是听到四圣谛，对不对？缘觉是看到十二因缘法，至少能够修行，就好像自己能够努力跳过那条船一样，就游回大海了。那我们这些没有根器的凡夫众生，简单就依教奉行就好了，你就是游着那个顺着那个草，还是可以回大海。愚笨的人就说，哎呀还早嘛，齁，等我老了再来念佛就好了，等我更老一点再来念佛好了，现在我有很多事情可以忙，要喝咖啡啊，要逛街啊，更多更多事情要做，对吧？等到以后再来，慢慢慢慢，就像扫水一样，这是愚笨的，最后就只有往生。
So this is just like Shivaka and Pratyeka Buddha. Shivaka and awakened and found listening the Four Noble Truths. Pratyeka Buddha and found and the 12 dependent origination. And they all awaken, and so they are like the first type of fish. And they realize and they have the sense of urgency, the aware of the danger. So they use their strength and to jump across the boat to the ocean. And this is the first type. And the second fish, and just like us, we may not have that kind of strength. So we follow Buddha's teaching and follow what he taught to us to practice. And so eventually, and we will get to the ocean. So, and the third kind is just doesn't even worry about anything and just enjoy life and taking a ride. Oh, I'm not going to worry. I wait until I retire. I have more time. And now I want to go drink coffee, enjoy my life, and then do things more enjoyable. So this is the third type of a fish.
好，我想，所以以后你读了这个普贤菩萨警钟记的时候，我想对你的意义会更不一样。
So I believe in the future when you read this Samantabhadra and admonition to the assembly, you will have a different feeling and it means totally different.
好，那我们再回来换一个，其实上次我们看过，但是我觉得这个要再重新提一次，渐渐鸡皮鹤发，看看步行笼中，假饶金玉满堂，难免衰老病苦。
So next I'm going to share this verses of advising the world. We have seen this before, but I think it's very good, appropriate, and I'm going to read again. Gradually, one's skin has become like that of a chicken, and hair that of a crane. And by, one's walking has become clumsy and unstable.And even if one's living quarters are full of gold and jade, how could one be exempt from becoming weak, disabled, old, and sick?
你看到这个皮哈，是像鸡皮一样哎。我大概我想我们自己身上都有了啦，只是在三会而已啊。那白头发也有，还现在你看到外面是黑的嘛，对吧？我们也知道怎么回事了 ，OK， 好。所以你看，假饶金玉满堂，你纵使有满洞东西，最后还是衰老病苦。
So look at the picture, you know, the face is wrinkled like a chicken skin. It may not show on our face, probably somewhere on our body does have that kind of wrinkle, right? And then look at the hair, it's all white.And regardless how much wealth you have, and you know, you cannot exempt from becoming old and weak, sick and disabled.
他们下面的两字是任如千般快乐，无常终是到来，唯有你力度修行，但念阿弥陀佛。
Although you may have been enjoying all sort of fine pleasures, impermanence.Will eventually arrive in time. One could only rely on the straight way of a Dharma practice by single-mindedly repeating the epithet of Amitabha Buddha.
好，当然这边不是只是叫你要执念阿弥陀佛，还有你好的修行，认真修行本身就是一个方法。这是净土二祖的善导法师所提出来的偈思。
So of course, and here we say, single-mindedly repeat the name of Amitabha Buddha. It's not only, this is not the only method. And it is really and diligently practice your method. And this is from the Pure Land Second Patriarch Master San Dao.
好，那我们回来看一下，若人年少精神清丽，正好念佛。我们提一个人的例子，宋朝的王龙书居士，这个菩萨很年轻就中了居士了，中了进士。那一般中进士都是做官，对不对？
他没有，
他没有做官，他直接投入修行，而且弘扬净土法门，用一生的成就来弘扬净土法门。
So, next we're gonna see, regardless and, if you are young and with energetic strength, and that's just right time to recite the Buddha's name. So we're gonna give a next example, and this, layman, Wang Longshu, and from Song Dynasty. And he's very young, he and already passed the official exam, he already got the highest grade. But in back then, if you pass, the official exam and you can actually become government official. But he didn't want to do that. So he devote his life and to spread Dharma and to practice.
用这一生的时间成就一个成佛不退的大事情，就是念佛，然后预知实质，而且是站立往生，这就是他往生的时候的状态，站着往生。
He used his whole lifetime to accomplish one thing, and to be reborn in the Western Pure Land to achieve Buddhahood, and to not go into regression, and that's the bigger matter. And he also can foresee in the time is coming, and he actually pass away with a standing posture to be reborn in the Pure Land.
现在我们往生的时候，常常他觉得说。要想死死不去，对不对？可是要想活也活不了啊，这个进退两难状态。可是他能够预知时至，而且站立往生呢，我们这大概都要躺着还不晓得怎么办呢。你看真的好好的修行真的是可以。
So ordinary people and some people get stuck andthey can die, and even though they want to die, they can die. And then, but they want to live well, and they cannot live well, get stuck in between. And he can actually foresee the time about and pass away, and he can actually pass away with a standing posture. And normal people, and just like laying down and doesn't know what to do, and then waiting for the time.
好，那我现在往下讲一个东西哈，念佛人到底有多尊贵
？And next time we're going to talk about and the practitioner and how premier and they are.
好，我们他举两个譬喻，在佛经两个譬喻。第一个譬喻是说，这个念佛人呢，就好像帝王家的孩子，他是王子，其实上是太子。这个念佛人最后可以投身，因为阿弥陀佛的愿力嘛。还有自己的心愿行，最后可以投身到阿弥陀佛这个大法王家，继承为法王子教化众生，所以这个身份是非常尊贵的。
The first analogy is the people and recite a Buddha's name, and they like the children of an emperor, and they are prince or crown prince, and so and they actually be reborn to the of.Big family of Amitabha Buddha, and they inherit and become the crown prince, and they be able to spread the Dharma and to teach and then transform sentient beings.
好，第二个例子是这个就好像一个女孩子怀孕哈，一怀孕的时候身边有非常多的善神来保护，这就是这女孩子代表一般平凡的人。我们念佛的人心中怀有圣种，怀有阿弥陀佛这个，你因为念好，日后一定能够成佛。所以这是两个例子。
The second analogy is like a pregnant woman, and then among this pregnant woman, and there's a lot of wholesome sage and to protect in this woman and the fetus. And the people recite the Buddha's name, and because in their mind they are bearing this saint, the seed of a saint.And so, and later on, and because they recite Buddha's name, and then and will be achieve Buddhahood. So this is two analogies.
根据佛经里面讲，这是有一部经，就是《续藏》的第一卷十四号的经号《十往生阿弥陀佛经》里面讲说，他说你要是听到人家讲说能够要受持这一部经， 同时广宣流布这部经，然后呢所有个听的人都能够往生阿弥陀佛世界。另外是深信这部经，而且听念佛念阿弥陀佛，而且愿往生的人就会有像什么观世音菩萨、大势至菩萨、药王菩萨、药上菩萨、普贤菩萨、无边胜菩萨等25位菩萨日月保护。所以他知道说念佛人真的非常的尊贵。
That was a true analogy. And also, in this sutra, first introductory, chapter, and, number 14 sutra, and this 10 rebirths Amitabha, Buddha's sutra. And it says, after I pass into parinirvana, if anybody and are willing to uphold this sutra, and then widespread in this sutra, and then teach in this sutra, and the person speak about this sutra, proclaim about sutra, and listen to this sutra, and they are all well to be reborn in the Amitabha Buddha land. If there's a sentient being and deeply believing in this sutra, and recite Amitabha's name, and then give a rise to vow to be reborn, and then there's a 25 and great bodhisattva, and it will come to protect this sentient being, and these bodhisattva like a Guanyin bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara, and Mahasamudrapada, and the medicine king bodhisattva, Samantabhadra, and the infinite body bodhisattva, all these 25 bodhisattva, and they're going to be this person's Dharma protector.
好，最后呢，我要跟大家大概就是，我们今天讲后面三个嘛，哈，子孙贤孝，身体康维，不论老少都正好念佛。
So this is just a brief introduce again. Regardless of being rich or poor, regardless of having children or not, regardless of having filial or unfilial children, regardless of being healthy or ill, regardless of being old or young, it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
来问，念佛有没有分地方地点？
Let me ask you.To recite Buddha's name, and does any, does it matter, any place and, any time or anywhere?
洗手间可不可以念佛?
How about the bathroom? Can you recite Buddha's name?
洗澡的时候可不可以念佛?
How about when you're taking shower?
你洗澡的时候有在念佛吗?
Are you reciting Buddha's name, while you're taking shower?
好,没有忌讳哦,任何时间都可以念佛。
There's no any restriction.
好，我用那个印光大师一段话跟大家做一点。印光大师说，纵使你非常的孝顺你的父母亲，极尽世间的方法来孝顺父母亲，然后你的学问非常的广博，盖世一样，但是这也都是虚幻相当中的现象而已。这些东西一刹那过了之后，了无踪迹可寻。所有的功名、儿女、夫妻、学问、名义，在生死的上面了不相干，这东西是万般带不走，唯有业随身，念佛随身。
So next I'm gonna share Master Yin Guang says, and regardless and you are very filial children and be very nice to your parents.Exhaust and the most the best treatment into your parents, and regardless and you have the knowledge excel and excellent in this world, and they all illusion, and they all a form of an illusion, and they all an illusory, and then after this instantaneous time pass, there's no trace can be found.And regardless in fame, regardless children, and regardless knowledge, and that's nothing to do when the moment of a life and death. And you cannot bring anything with you. Only you can bring your karma, and you can bring the recitation with you.
好，所以今天我的莲是鸡皮鹤发笼中醒，衰老病苦无常道，勤念阿弥陀佛。
So my conclusion of today is chicken skin, cream hair, walking become clumsy and unstable. hurry and rush, and then a weak, disabled, old and sick. And that means that impermanence is arrived. So diligently recite Amitabha Buddha's name.
好，以上供养大众，阿弥陀佛。
Thank you.